Alan Fletcher. It's so weird saying that name when everyone knows you as Dr. Carl.
To be honest, I do actually answer to Dr. Carl. It's just easier.
Do you give prescriptions as well?
For the right fee. No, I haven't gone as sunk quite as low as to be writing dodgy scripts. And I do certainly try and avoid any medical emergency at all. If I'm somewhere and someone goes down like a sack of beans, I'll be the one on the phone ringing emergency services.
Well, on a TV set though, you'd have multiple people who are first aid trained. You'd have some first aid training, surely.
Oh, it's quite true. There's plenty of people on the set who can deal with an emergency probably better than me. But there are a few things I would know what to do, because over the years, when you have to actually fake giving emergency care, then you in a way, you kind of have to learn how to do it.
A staple question for an interview like this would be, what is it like to be two people? In your home life, you'd be Alan, and in the public life, you would only be Carl Kennedy. What's it like to live a dual life?
It's actually very enjoyable. I think one of the things that appeals to the actor's life for some people, like myself, is that ability to play other people. And in the time I've been on Neighbours, of course, I've done about 10 stage shows, and I've got a band, and I've done a photography travel show, and so I have the opportunity to wake up in the morning and go, who am I going to be today? What am I doing today? And that's one of the great joys of working in drama. It's when one day your character is saving lives, the next day your character's kitted out in mammal lycra, running around being stupid.
Well, actually, it was a few years ago. I saw you rip out an acoustic guitar on Neighbours, and you were good. You've been playing music a long time.
I have, actually. I had the joy of... I used to work in musicals a lot, and sing swing music and things like that for charity concerts. But about, 2004, I hooked up with a couple of Melbourne musos. We formed a band called Waiting Room, and that band played in Melbourne on a residency for about 12 years, as well as touring the UK extensively. And we still play here in Melbourne, but we only do our originals now. We've sort of moved away from that cover band thing and into playing our original music.
Get around it. So after 25 years, this is a really delicate one, Fletch, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do the wives get on?
Well, the wives are all having dinner tonight, actually.
Oh, right, okay. Wow, they've got their own relationship. That's fair enough.
Yeah, no. Jackie and Jennifer, my wife of almost 30 years married, they're great pals. We all get on fantastically, as does Jack, Jen and Natalie Bassenthwaite, of course, who played Izzy and big part of my life on Neighbours. There's a lot of laughs in this job, you know, to have the energy to get in there every day and works for such long days and things like that. You really got to have a great sense of humour, and we're all smiles in there, and everyone gets on fabulously.
Well, the thing is that is so important, because if you and Jackie hadn't a really kind of found that chemistry for Carl and Susan, the characters wouldn't have been around as long as they have been, would they?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it was something, I don't quite know what it was, but something about us, our characters and our performances clicked with audiences, which is fantastic. The writers also came up with great stories for us, and that's a huge bonus. Mm. But for Jackie and I, we worked together back in the 80s in a show called Cop Shop, and we just clicked immediately. We worked together back then. So when we knew we were working together on this show, it was just like perfect, absolutely perfect. And we've just always had enormous chemistry between us. We think the same way. We laugh at the same things. It's been very, very cool.
If I was an actor, I think I'd probably be like, oh, God, is someone going to throw a rock at me in the street? Do you get negative kind of reactions from people who think it's real?
Oh, mercifully, I've been spared that. There was an actress on Neighbours called Vivian Grey who played Mrs. Mangle, and Vivian actually copped it very badly. She was, her character was the gossip and so forth, but she copped it very badly from audiences, particularly in the UK. But I've been very fortunate, because I find that the audiences have a lovely sense of clarity about Alan versus Carl, and there's a lot of joking, a lot of banter. I mean, when I had all my affairs, the ladies in the audience would be saying, "Oh, you're a bad," and "You are," and then the young blokes would be going, "Legend, good on you, mate."
Oh, geez. No, it's huge in the UK as well. In fact, it could be bigger there. I know so many people that have travelled over, and the first thing they want to do on their bucket list is go to Ramsay Street.
Absolutely. We have there's a bus tour that goes out there, which is done in conjunction with the show. So we show people a great time when they come out on the tour. And they get to do the sets and all that sort of stuff. The street itself has 24-hour security because so many people go down there wanting to get a bit of a piece of that iconic street. I know, it's quite mad. And in the UK itself, we're on Channel 5 over there. We have about 1.6 million people watch two screenings per day. And we are regularly in the top five programs, more commonly in the top three programs on Channel 5. So they love us over there and they still love us here.
How long do you want to keep going? Do you just want to see how long it goes? Is it a case of when you stop enjoying it, you kind of start thinking about giving it away? Is it as the fun?
Well, that's very much the rule of thumb. If you have to drag yourself to work, then don't go. And I've often said that to people. Sometimes there have been actors who have been on the show and they've said to me, oh, I'm getting a bit bored. And I said, there's the door. Just off you go, because don't bring your negative energy into the show.
No.
And it's funny, as soon as you tell them that, they go, oh, no, I love it. I love being here. And you go, well, then get on with loving it. The thing for me is every day I turn up at work, I go, okay, this is my first day at work. This is my first day playing Carl Kennedy. What do I need to pay attention to? What's important in this scene? You have to have that actor's discipline of treating every piece of work you do as fresh, as rich as you can. Bring suggestions. Bring in the stuff you'd like to make it special. And that's the important thing. And if I can't do that, then that would be the time to leave.
Jeez, you'd have to be in like a mentor capacity for some of the young stars coming up through the show as well, with that kind of attitude.
We talk a lot on set with amongst the actors, because actors are really great, a wonderful community to be in, because people come to each other all the time. I'll have actors coming to me and say, hey, can you have a look at this scene for me and tell me what you think of these lines and how I might play them. And likewise, I do the same with younger actors. I might say to them, what do you think of this? This doesn't ring true to me. And what do you think? We work together, and that's the most marvellous thing about it.
I love it. I love it. And I've got one more question for you, okay? And we'll leave it on a cheeky one. Of all the co-stars that you've had a little mac on with, who is the best kisser of the lot?
The best kisser of the lot is Jennifer Hansen, who I've been married to for 30 years.
Very good answer. Very good answer. Dr. Carl Kennedy, a.k.a. Alan Fletcher, or Fletch. We're on that kind of level now.
We are.
Phil, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck. Another 25 years at least.
Thank you, mate. Great to chat, and I'll look you up when I'm up your way.